Here in this lab, I was carefully wired up. Electrodes attached that can measure the electrical activity in my brain.
This is a first for me, looking at my own brain waves.
On the other side of campus, a good kilometre away, Dr. Jessica Thomas was getting ready too. She would receive my thoughts, the quiz master in our game of 20 questions.
This would be the first person from the public who is actually going to be sitting in this chair, so you better do well.
So I'm going to have to concentrate really hard.
That would help if you want them to figure out what's on your mind.
I was given an object to think about and asked a question about it on screen. I responded with just my eyes, focusing on a pair of oscillating lights under each answer, left for yes, right for no. This made the neurons in the visual cortex at the back of my brain fire in a certain way, and the information transmitted via the internet to Dr. Thomas. Her helmet was equipped with a special device, a transcranial magnetic stimulator, or TMS, which modifies her brain waves using magnetic fields. If the answer is yes, a pulse alters her vision ever so slightly. And after a few more questions, she consistently guessed what I was thinking. In other words, in a rudimentary way, she was reading my thoughts. Proving that brain-to-brain communication was feasible involved a meeting of three minds. Andrea Stocco and Chantelle Pratt are psychologists, married both to each other and to the experiment.
I'm the first person in the world to receive a tiny piece of information that comes straight from another person's brain. I remember talking to the students who were there, and I felt like, you know, we actually made a tiny bit of history today.
We're dipping our toes in the water here, aren't we?
That's right. That's a very good analogy. I think we are just beginning to scratch the surface of what does it mean for brains to be connected. For example, from the medical side, you could imagine paralyzed patients conveying to their loved ones, you know, their feelings and their intentions. There's a potential for brains to be connected in a way that could be used for conveying abstract knowledge that might be hard to convey through language. So this concept of brain tutoring or neural tutoring, just thinking of brain-to-brain communication as the next potential stage for human evolution. Do we actually go beyond what biology can offer us in terms of communication to enhance our creativity as humans? And, you know, maybe we can literally put our heads together, you know, to solve the challenges facing humanity, you know, in science and in technology.
If you're looking for another reason why Fridays are awesome, look no further than a donkey in a squad car. No, he wasn't resisting arrest. The affable animal was found wandering alone along a busy highway. The lady who found him had a place where he could stay, but she needed someone's help in getting in there. So an officer showed up, loaded him up with the help of some animal feed, and gave him a police escort. He was only in custody for about 4 miles, and he didn't hee and aw too much about it. Oh, he might have crooked an ear or made an off-the-cuff subjection, but it's not like the officer could give him donkeys and let him drive himself home. I'm Carl Azus. We hope to see you Monday when CNN Student News returns.